the minutes from the
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve the minutes of the November 13th meeting.
We want to make
Oh, I'm sorry. I would like to move that we make a correction on Dave on item B under old business. It says that Wabash Trails Park Christmas light banners, Rama was not here. It was
Vicki Harmon.
Vicki Harmon that was here presenting on that. So if we can make that change, I'll motion that we approve the minutes with that change made.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Is her name H-A-R?
M-O-N.
Okay. City Department Head reports.
Gordon Becker, Fire Department. Apologize for not being at last month's meeting. I was out of town. Hope everything went fine. I was told it did. We are up to 2,362 runs for the year. We've had the Indiana State Police Drug Interdiction Team to our department on all three shifts to educate them in the ever new and changing world of meth making, to things that our guys need to be kind of wary of and look out for to, for their safety. It's actually pretty scary, some of the things they have going. I know they've also been at the police, Vincennes Police Department too, so we kind of take care of each other, and it was a very good program. Had a few issues with some furnaces, you know, with the winter coming on. Our apparatus room furnaces, they're just old, so we've had some repairs done on those, but I think we've got everything up and going again. Our new trucks had some minor issues. We've taken them to back and forth to Cummins in Evansville and had those minor repairs made. They're under warranty, but stay on top of that. And right now we're looking, we have a power pump on our ladder truck's extrication. It just, it wasn't anything to do with our maintenance care. After we had it looked at, it just had to do with age. So we're probably looking at buying a new power unit for that piece of equipment. And that's all I have.
Okay, thanks.
Dusty Luking with the City Police Department. We are currently up to 10,000 calls as of today for the year, which is about right on schedule. We normally have about 12,000 per year. We recently had, along in conjunction with the Sheriff's Department, emergency vehicles operations training. And that took place up at the old Green Airport near Oaktown. It was a great training event to give us the opportunity to drive in emergency mode in a controlled environment. And it's you can't trade the training. So they set up precision courses with cones and gives us the opportunity to drive without tearing up vehicles, we hope. You know, so at any rate, we just participated in that training. We have a lot of training going on this week as far as taser, pepper ball, and defensive tactics. So throughout the week this week, we've got a lot of things going on over at the department. I did want to pass along as well that I've recently looked into some field training software. In the past, with our new hires, we've used kind of a paper system that they've done during their 14-week field training program. The actual program or model that we use is the San Jose model, which is still a good program, but they have updated that in some respects where you're able to put it on a computer now with drop-down menus rather than to go through and circle. And they have made a few changes to it as well. So we're looking at that, and also at as far as officer evaluations go, they have a similar software that basically gives you some assistance, if you will, in evaluating your officers to see if there's areas where they need to get better or things that they excel at. And that's important for us to know where we want to send guys for training or what kind of training may be important for them to help get them up to speed on some things. So that's about it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Mary Barmas, Director of the Animal Shelter. Cold weather's coming. We have an excess of animals this year that this is the worst year I've ever had in 5 years. I think it's economy. I think it's a, it could be a lot of things, but we probably will not be able to bring all the dogs in. We're housing about 200 animals right now. But that doesn't mean I have to start killing animals. I'm not going to. So we have bought straw. I got a heck of a deal. We're even selling it to the public who calls in. So we're strawing some outdoor pens and only putting like long hair out. You know, we're using our brains. But you will, if you go around the animal shelter, see some animals out this winter. I don't like to do that, but I'm forced, my hand's forced this time. So you will see that. About 40 dogs went out so far, and probably about 20 cats. We're staying on top of the numbers. It's just more coming in than going out. And in the spring and summer, I don't really worry about it, but when winter comes, I get real, you know, because I don't like them outside. Sure. If it would get dangerous below, we will bring them in somehow. So, I mean, if you get calls or whatever. But right now, you know, if the town and everybody wants us to remain a no-kill shelter, some of them are going to be outside. And that's okay. The right. Whole town's got dogs outside. But, you know, we're looked at more scrutinizingly. So, yeah. So, but everything will be taken care of. But you may get some calls on that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank all you.
Right. Thanks, Terry.
Bill Cooper, the city inspector. From 11-12 to date, we've had 20 permits issued, 44 violations, and 6 junk, and no mowing or weeds.
Cold
so. Thanks, Phil.
Cold's good for something.
Okay. Nothing under old business. We'll move to new business. Curb cut at Washington Avenue Christian Center. Reverend Rick Brandt. You should have a drawing there.
I am Rick Grant, Senior Minister of First Christian Church, and tonight representing our project in the Washington Christian Center. Since we took ownership of the property in June, we've had a number of opportunities to welcome the community in. One of the main ones being the fifth quarter after the home football games, and we have determined that parking is a critical need. In order to facilitate the workers coming and then also the handicap individuals that can't get to the doors because of all the cars, when we purchased the property, we installed a ramp at the door to the entry of the gym on the front side, but to get to it, you have to park way out in the parking lot, and you can't get close. In our planning for the preschool for drop-off, we needed an area to be able to get close to the school, but not cross the sidewalks so that it doesn't create an issue with pedestrian traffic coming into the school. So for that reason, we wanted, and I guess this is in my territory, we would like to resurrect an old curb cut. My understanding from some of the folks in the community, prior to 1966, when the gym was built, there used to be a curb cut across from McDowell that allowed you to come in beside the school, and they parked down in the playground and went to the football games. Well, when the school got built, that got done away with. Well, now we've resurrected some of those areas, and that grassy area that you see across from McDowell is an area that we would propose to put in a gravel parking lot to facilitate the overflow of traffic that we need to be able to do that. The request is for a 25-foot. That meets the same means of egress that we have from the school system on the other side in the parking lot. It's 25 feet as well. And if we need to vary that, we would be willing to do that. But that is our request to be able to make that possible.
Chief, you see any problem with have you seen this? Yeah, have you seen the map? You want to look at it real quick?
On your curb cut, I'm going to guess that the actual part of the sidewalk will be concrete and not.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll make sure that matches what's currently there.
Okay.
And you said that you would use that parking lot also for the daycare that you're
preschool
that you're proposing. That hasn't started yet, or has
no,
it?
No, okay. That'll be fall of next year.
Fall of next year.
One of the problems we have, we've noticed, we've monitored some of the bus traffic.
Mm-hmm.
If we operate on similar hours, we're going to be egressing the same areas at the same time. If we can get that away from there, it will create a lot less confusion.
How many spaces will be in there?
We don't know exactly. Depends on how we angle them.
Mm-hmm.
We will. Right now, there's a parameter. We just laid out some timbers to kind of get a feel.
Oh, that's what I saw that.
That's what you see laying there. Just to visualize, you can see we're 38 feet off of the street, which leaves a large grassy area out next to the sidewalk, so it won't be anyone close.
Really big area,
The main, I mean, you see the main purpose as being, I mean, it would vary depending on what time of day
what's going on in the facility, right.
Yeah, but
I would estimate that there's probably 25 vehicles would fit in there.
And you're going to use it to drop off kids too through
as there? They would come in, they would drop off. We also have the back as a drop off point that would work, but for handicap purposes we need to get closer to the building.
I can definitely see the need.
Is that block going to be around Washington Avenue? Would that be
a light? No. I don't think so. I mean, I mean it's interesting that came up because I noticed those timbers when I was over at KCRC at lunch and then came back down Washington Avenue. And I noticed the timbers.
Yeah, that's just a visual to see.
But yeah, I don't think it would be.
Any problems?
No, I think it's pretty far away from that.
No, it's. You can see there's a large grassy area that's fenced.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apology.
Yeah, and that's even before the
other part of the park.
Yeah, so no, there's plenty of space. Okay. Anybody else have any other questions? Okay. So I'll recommend that we allow for First Christian Church to have a 25-foot curb cut on Washington Avenue. To accommodate a new parking area for the Washington Christian Center.
And I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great use of the building. I mean, I hear nothing but good things. So
we appreciate your support, and it's been a joy to be able to welcome the community, and then we're going to do that again on Saturday.
That's great.
Have the group coming. So
great.
We're continuing to make improvements. It just takes time, but a lot of good compliments from the community. Our neighbors are very appreciative of what's
good.
Going.
Yeah. That's great.
Thanks, Rick.
Okay, thank you. Next is handicap only parking sign at 922 Bunton Street, Patricia Ridge. And you should have a letter in your packet as well as a note from her doctor.
Note from her doctor. All right.
920.
Mrs. Ridge, if you could, if you in the microphone there, because we record these meetings, if you could just tell us your name and your address.
Name is Patricia Ann Ridge. Right now, I live at 120 South Hickory Corner Road in Vincennes.
Okay.
Try and get the place ready at 923 Benton Street here in Vincennes, trying to get moved in there.
Okay. And so you've asked us to have a handicap parking sign placed there for the reasons you stated here in the letter, and then you have us a note from Dr. Madsen that supports that you have a handicap sticker. And
my orthopedic and spinal surgeon.
Okay, so there's a cost.
And were you told that there was a cost for the sign and then that there is a cost for the sign?
He's just told me $90 and then 25 a year.
Right.
Okay, is that okay with you that?
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
Sure. Right. Well, and I know it's a hardship for some folks. I mean, the reason we do that is so that everybody, you know, just doesn't throw up signs here and there everywhere. We want to make sure that they're, you know, used by the people that need them. So,
yes.
Okay. But you're willing to support that cost. Okay, because we want to do something that you're not able to.
I'm out.
Okay, all right. I'll make a motion that we approve the handicap only parking sign at 923 Bunton Street for Mrs. Ridge.
And I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
I'll get with the street department, and we'll put one up here in the next few days.
Next couple of days, they'll get it done. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next is December Board of Works meeting schedule.
I think we, at our last meeting, we discussed whether or not we needed more than one meeting. So I think the general consensus was, I think that the council has one regular meeting, and then they have another meeting where they pay claims. And unless there's some department head extenuating circumstance, I mean, I think that us meeting once in December would be ample, unless somebody here feels very strongly, like the press, that we need to meet. Or she didn't even flinch. She didn't even listen to me. It's like, all right. So I would propose that we meet on December the 10th at our regular time, and that be our only meeting for the month of December.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Miscellaneous. I do have one item under miscellaneous. Amber Gerken is here to talk about Share the Road signs.
I'm Amber Gerken, and I'm here representing the bike committee that we have recently started for Vincent's, called Keep Vincent's Rolling. What we are looking at doing is putting up Share the Road signs here in town. The Share the Road sign is going to be just a traditional diamond-shaped yellow sign to caution for bicyclists. We have just received information from Good Samaritan Hospital that they are willing to pay for or make the signs for us. Mm-hmm. We just need to have approval on where they go and have somebody install them. There's five locations that I'm currently looking at. We discussed having them along a bike route that we're trying to get together for in town, and also some of the entrances into the city. So right now I'm looking at Willow Street near the Best Western Hotel as you're coming into town. I also would like one at Vigo near George Rogers Clark as you're coming across the bridge from Illinois. Hart Street, as you're going in town, kind of Sports Haven, Fifth Third Bank area. Oliphant Drive, as you're going towards Vincent University, and at Niblack and Red Skeleton as you're leaving Gregg Park. Eventually later, we would also like some on Second Street if we're able to get a bike lane there, but right now I'm just requesting those five.
So are you actually asking for permission this evening for those five locations, or you're just advising us that once you get the signs, then you're going to come back to us with a formal request?
I would like to get approval for the locations, because that way the hospital will know if those locations are approved, okay, how many to make, or how much funding they need to come
Steve,
up with.
Steve's not here.
And I think we would probably need to take this under advisement. And
that's fine.
The city attorney.
Yeah. That's fine. I mean, I think it's a great idea. I know that there's one. One currently out Old Wheeland Road, or Old Bruceville Road.
I saw a couple signs that are small green rectangles that say bike path or bike route.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple pedestrian crossing signs, but I haven't seen a lot of the share the road safety bike signs.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I guess you've heard that we are going to get a bike path on Second Street with that project.
Yes, yeah, we'd like to have one on Second Street. And then also BU and some other, they are planning to resurface from the baseball field into the mm-hmm, university.
Right.
Some of their roads are wide enough to where we can have the 5 foot that's required mm-hmm. by NDOT that right. hopefully eventually we'll be able to get share roads or lanes painted for biking as well.
Okay. So we're basically going to make a motion that we take information provided this evening. And we want to call this the Share the Road sign project, or what do you want to? Okay.
Perfect.
All right. For five specific locations, but the hospital providing signage to be reviewed by the city attorney and the street department. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't mention you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're the city attorney, I'm sorry.
Is that the form of a motion?
I don't think I need to make a motion.
Okay, Dave, we didn't have to actually formally make a motion on that since that was under miscellaneous, so, okay. All right, thanks.
Is anything else under miscellaneous? If not?
Meeting adjourned.
We are adjourned.